Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started reminding you this weekend, full of events. We're going to get started with Helen Baylor testimony.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about it, I started in the church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant. But I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out here. And by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap set. He was going to set me up, because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money, and I liked the glamour, and I liked the applause, because that said, I love you. We all want to be there. Hallelujah. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills. Pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol. And then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. So one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit. But this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went on for about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan and Rufus, and I worked with Captain and Tennille and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick, and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work, and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me, but I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back on me. Hallelujah. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heatwave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know this, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it. So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral, downward spiral. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Hallelujah. No matter what time I went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow our eyes popped open at 8:30. Evidence? And I have to be honest with you. I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joints from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch Dr. Price. And I used to kind of, Dr. Price, you know how I am. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at how a faint come by hearing. You're hearing by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. Go and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just see. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crack with and the smoke-free base, and we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. And one night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out, and my head hit the wall. Boom! And I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a praying grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter. Save my granddaughter. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as if God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you'll turn me back, I want to come home if you'll take me. And I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away, I'm tired. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Glory.
My master and my savior.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, yes, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. That was Helen Baylor. Testimony, your praying grandmother, lifting up the name of Jesus. I tell you, I don't know, sometimes, you know, grandma get on my mind and I had to put on the praying grandmother. You remember when we used to have those praying grandmamas? I never forget when my grandmother told my cousin, this guy she was dating wasn't no good, and she was pregnant. She's like, Grandma, I ain't pregnant. And guess who was pregnant? I tell you, grandmamas had goods on us. I know now what she had. I didn't know then, but I know what she had now. I tell you. Welcome to another episode. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and we're going to get started today. I'm going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to read from the Science of the Mind. And today is really good from the Science of the Mind. And I just want to, we're going to talk a lot about trust and trusting the still small voice. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for tuning in to our show this morning, because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here with me. Thank you for being in this one consciousness. As we begin, we want to begin by tuning in to the breath. And I want to remind you that there's power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. Oh, yeah, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. I work out with my personal trainer, and I'm trying to do these workouts, and he be like, breathe, Janine, breathe. I'm working with my yoga instructor. He be like, you be in a move, and you trying to do that yoga move, and I forget to breathe. And sometimes life take you down a road, and it take you off your square, and you forget to breathe. So today I want to remind you, family, there is power in the breath. You see, we get centered and we get back connected to spirit when we remember to breathe. Did you know spirit is Latin for breath? Yes. So in this right now moment, I want you to remember to breathe, and I want you to get very present with the inner presence, the inner knowing. And as you become present, I want you to take in a deep breath. I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And then I want you to release the breath. There's power in the breath, family. So I want you to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am God, family. Let's breathe, family, breathe. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, come. As we come in this one mind and one consciousness to lift up thine eyes, come, Holy Spirit. As I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, come. And every meditation of my heart will come from the transcending power of my I am higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit. Asking you to remove any human created thoughts, any human created ego. Come, Holy Spirit, that we may all come here empty this morning to be filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us to the overflow, God. That we may be filled till our cup runneth over. Come on, Holy Spirit. That we may be filled and downloaded by the presence of the Holy One, the one that is the one. Come, Holy Spirit, that undeniable Spirit that lives in each and every one of us, that commands the presence of our I am higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call this morning, as we ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of this call, we ask you to come, Holy Spirit, that we may feel you in the consciousness of our I am presence, that we may touch the hem of your garment today. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask you for a fresh anointing, fresh revelation, new wineskins. God, I'm asking you to come and open up your doors, your gates, your heaven, and your doors, that you may pour out a blessing upon us this morning, God. I'm talking about one of those supernatural, explosive type blessings, God. I'm talking about one of those supernatural favor type blessings, God. I'm talking about one of those blessings that we know only you could do, God. That we know that you have wowed us with your blessings, or wow us on this Wednesday, God. Come on and do your stuff, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. I'm asking you to speak to somebody's heart today, God. I'm asking you for a blessing today, God. I'm asking you to come and anoint our hands, that everything we touch will turn to gold, God. Not gold, just gold, but platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground. God, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and anoint our thoughts, that our thoughts will be your thoughts, God. I'm asking you to anoint our words, that our words will be your thought words today, God. I'm asking you to come this morning and fill us with the presence of you right now, God, as we invoke the presence of you into this call, as we feel your presence, God, I'm asking you to rain down your love upon us today, God. I'm asking for the anointing of Abraham, God, that we'll be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed will call us blessed, God. I'm asking for an anointing of Solomon, God, not just for wealth, but God, the wisdom of no Solomon as well, God, so we can move your kingdom forward, God. I'm asking you for anointing of David, that our cup runneth over, God, with joy, love, success, happiness, and money, God. I'm asking you to do your stuff in our life. I'm asking for your blessings today, God. Somebody came with a weary heart, but today, God, we want to turn it around, God. I want you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak through every word I speak, God, that I will remove all of me and let all of you come forth in this call right now, God, that none of me will come forth but all of you, as I invoke the presence of my higher mind self, my God, God, is energetic expression of you right now, God, that we may all come away from this call feeling full, feeling fully expressed, knowing that we are all that God is. And so in this right now moment, as we come together in a collective consciousness of one mind and one love, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in this call right now, God. And we say amen, amen, amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Ooh-wee. Good morning to all the land and the soil and all the animal kingdom this morning. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the waters and the ethers. And we want to say good morning to the universe, thanking the Most High for the opportunity to be here this morning. As we invite and invoke our angels into this call, we say good morning, angels. As we invite them into the call, as we invite the archangels, good morning, archangels. and we invite and invoke our ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. And we also invite and invoke our spirit guides and our master guides this morning and all of our unseen committee. You know, it's so grateful that God gave us an unseen committee that leads us, the infinite wisdom of the unseen presence that lead us and guide us into that place of blessing. So we invite them into this call this morning. Good morning to all the unseen committee. And we also stop and pay homage to those who walked this journey before us as we pay homage to our ancestors. We honor the presence of those who walked the journey before us, who sacrificed their lives, who gave up a lot so that we can be here, because we are the dreams of our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. And as we speak the name of our known ancestors, those that we speak in our heart, Anastasia McAdoo, my mom, I thank you for being the vehicle that assisted me to the planet. And Ms. Colette Grant, who we send love, who midwifed this call with me. Good morning to all of our ancestors, known and unknown, as we invite them into the call. We pour libations this morning. Thank you, ancestors, for the work that you're doing so that we can be where we are today. Thank you, ancestors. And we stop and we pay love and send love into those who will come behind us this morning. You see, the work that we do today, leverage the work that will come for those who will come behind us. You see, the prayers of the righteous avail of much. You see, those prayers that we pray today, the things we do today, the change we make today makes a difference in those who will walk this journey behind us. So we send love into our descendants, and that their paved path will be paved with ease, elegance, and grace. And so we honor the gift of our descendants this morning, and I honor the gift of you this morning, your presence. And I'm honored that you chose to be here this morning with the Love Journey. And so I say good morning to all my gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the Love Journey family, and love, love to my brothers and sisters, my millionaires and my billionaires, and to all my new book writers and movie deals and all the things that's happening in your life. I honor your presence and your gifts this morning. And I honor the love in you as the love in me greets and honor the love in you. The God in me greets and honor the God in you. The light in me greets and honor the light in you this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, yes. And before we get started, a reading of the science of the mind. Today is August 2nd, which means we're getting closer and closer to the sunrise service. August 6th, put it on your calendar, 39th Street Beach. Don't forget to put your white on. Bring your chair and come and hang out as we gather at the lake to heal, to transform. It's going to be a riveting, powerful experience. We got all women drummers this year. All of the ladies who are going to be playing the drummers, they call the drum divas, that's going to open us up with the beats of the drum. African dancers, shake away, play. Baby, we're going to be bringing up some stuff as we start off. We got our beautiful experience. It's going to be happening on the lake August 6th. You don't want to miss this opportunity to gather on a lake to heal, to transform. And this year's message is the journey of the soul. What did the divine come to express through you as the soul experience of you? What is the soul longing, urging you to express on the planet? And we're going to talk about that. We got some powerful stuff happening. We got a saxophone player. We got the mime. We got the Dayo dancers from the East Coast. Yes, Dayo is Swahili for the joy of dance. And they're going to bring a beautiful peace to the planet right there on 39th Street Beach. Don't forget Carla LeVeau at the Hawkins Mansion. There's going to be a prayer breakfast Saturday morning. And don't forget, we're going to meet Nikki, Nicole Wheatley, and all the family and pray somebody we know wins this event. Win that house on 87th and Troop. So we pray somebody we know wins that beautiful home on Saturday. So free home. Can you imagine? Yes, yes. So don't forget to be there. All right, we're going to get started because this Today's science of the mind says living a limitless life, family. Are you ready to live a limitless life? Here's a quote. What you can do or dream you can, begin it, because boldness has genius power and magic in it. The Science of the Mind on page 197 book says, we are limited not by principle, but by our own inability to see our own performance. Today's magazine says great athletes or performers know what they want, and they're willing to go for it no matter how difficult the challenge. As the above quote by Goff implies, life does not end with a dream. Dreams are wonderful, but we must be bold and act on them. See, it takes action to bring a dream into reality. You see the bridge between a dream and the manifestation of that dream is action. Ernest Holmes reminds us that the prodigal son remained prodigal as long as he chose to. But when he decided to return to his father's house, he was greeted with open arms. And when we release limiting thoughts, we too shall experience a new life. As home right, we shall build a new heaven and a new earth, not in some far-off place, but right here, right now. You see, recently I saw a poignant quote from the actor Michael Landon, who made his transition way too soon. He said this, you see, somebody tell us right at the start of our life, he said, somebody should tell us right at the start of our lives that we are dying. Then we might live life to the limit. And every minute of our day, do it. Do it. Do it, I say. Do it, I say. Because whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows. No one can live our life for us. No one can live it for us. Each of us must make the choice to open ourselves to that still small voice and allow spirit to express to us. To do anything less is to dishonor the gift of life that we've been given. Let me say that again, family. There are only so many tomorrows. No one can live our life for us. Each of us must make the choice to open ourselves to that still small voice and allow spirit to express to us. You see, to do anything less than that is to dishonor the gift of life that we've been given. So today's affirmation is, today I sit in the silence and become aware of the still small voice that resides within me. I recommit to living the purpose I am here to fulfill. I know that I am blessed, family. I am blessed. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So we're going to start off talking about trust. Ooh, isn't that a big word? We talked about surrender yesterday. And surrender is the twin sister of trust, right? And so we're going to talk about trust, trust in ourselves, trust, just the magnitude of what trust means. And if you don't know by now, we're all about action here on the Love Journey. You see, action is where the juice of life is. That means doing something. That means telling the person you love, love them. Tell them you love them. Or committing to say no, or exercising, or eating right, or adding more value to the world, or getting off that couch and actually doing something. Taking that Bentley off the vision board and putting it in our driveway. You see, action is the bridge between dreams and reality. How many times have I talked about change? And change may happen inch by inch, but remember, inch by inch, life's ascent. The key is in the action, though. You see, the crazy thing is that sometimes the only action we can take is the choice not to take action. Sometimes we do have a waiting period. Sometimes we are supposed to be confused. Sometimes we are supposed to incubate. And other times, we are supposed to take massive action. You see, the clue is to tune in and listen. Listen to the still, small voice. There's wisdom in the whispers. Ooh, that's a tweetable one, y'all. Wisdom in the whispers. What's being whispered to you in your meditation? What are you intuitively feeling about what's next? So many seekers block their own natural intuition because they're afraid. They're afraid to take action. They won't leave the job because they're afraid. They won't leave a bad relationship because they're afraid. They stay in a bad job because they're afraid. We stay in bad marriages because we're afraid. We won't start our own business because we're afraid. They don't take the leap into the arms of the divine with the trust that we'll be caught or that either we'll learn how to fly. Let me say that again. You see, I stopped by to remind you that we won't take the leap into the arms of the divine with the trust that we'll be caught or learn how to fly. See, we block the intuition or the still small voice, and then life shuts down. Other times we take too much action and we run around like a chicken with our head cut off, and this is because we're not listening. I'm going to say that again because there's probably more of us than not. How many of us take too much action, running around like a chicken with our head cut off? And that's because we're not listening. The key is to learn how to trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in that small voice. So whatever you're being told what to do, whatever you are being guided to do, to have the courage to do it, family. Fear only shows up to make us better. Fear is your friend. So courage is just the ability to move with fear. That's all courage is. I'm sorry to tell you today that fear is not going to leave you. The only thing that lessens the fear is action, actually doing it. And I want to remind you today, perfection is the enemy of getting it done. Perfection is the enemy of taking that massive action because we want to wait to, you know, that perfect time or to the perfect atmosphere or the perfect, I got to take another class or I need to have a certificate. But let me tell you, there's no calling. There's no calling on your life that needs a certificate, honey. You see, the anointing that God has placed on you is greater than any degree, certificate, certification, and I got plenty of them. I'm not saying it's bad to go to school. I'm not saying that it's bad to get certified. But what I am telling you is if you got to wait till you do these things to show your gifts and talents, something is wrong because God said, I call the qualified. I call you. What? And so God don't call to qualify. He qualifies the call, meaning that the calling on your life is qualified by God, and you don't need a piece of paper or nothing to prove your worthiness to step in your greatness. Come on now, somebody ought to say amen to that. But you got to have the courage. You have to have the courage to step out there. To hear what you're being guided to do, or if you're being guided to rest, then stop and to wait. But you got to have the willingness and the humility to listen and trust on what you're hearing. See, if we don't trust ourselves, we'll never create the life of our dreams. If we don't trust ourselves, how many of us get a message and then we got to call 10 people, and if 5 people say one thing and 5 people say another, then we at a stalemate. You see, nobody understands the call that's been called on you. Remember, if you don't trust yourself, you'll never create the life of your dreams. We will never self-actualize. We'll always live a life that is in service to the opinions and beliefs of other people. This is not our destiny. Our destiny is to live a self-approved life in harmony with the universe. Our destiny is to live a self-approved life in harmony with what God called for. Where we claim our divine birthright, then act on our faith every day. And as we do and expect and allow the miracles and the synchronicities to show up in the most amazing ways. See, I'm curious to know, what has the still small voice been saying to you? And why won't you trust it? I often heard that maybe we don't trust the still small voice because it sounds too much like ourselves. When we hear the voice, it sounds like ourselves, and so we can't trust ourselves because we expect the voice of God to sound deep because that's what we've been told. But when I hear the still small voice, the wisdom of the whisper, it's never been deep and pronounced. I heard a quote once by Carolyn Miss, always go with the choice that scares you the most, because that's the one that is going to require the most from you. I want you to think about that. But I want to clarify the one thing. I'm not talking about the fear, true danger. But she's talking about choices. We're not talking about choices that put you in danger or risk, but we're talking about choices in regular life that scare the crap out of you. You see, those are the choices that you want to make. Why? Because the messages we get from the still small voice, from the intuition, from the soul, are calling us out to the unknown. You see, the choices that we want to make are those that are coming from the messages we get from our still small voice, the intuition, trusting in the message that we get from our soul, from the urging that's calling us out into the unknown, where we are naturally scared of the unknown. And it's just the way that it is. See, it's okay to be afraid. So if you are scared to make a choice to quit a job, to start a business, to leave a relationship, and you know you got to make this choice or live an unfulfilled life, then that's the choice that will lead you to freedom. A lot of times it's not that you're not hearing that in still small voice. It's that you're scared of that intuition. You're scared of that small voice. You're scared to trust what you are hearing. I spend a lot of time working with people to get them to make choices that scares them the most, getting them to make decisions, to that decision point is the work. There are stories on top of stories on top of stories and beliefs that hold us back from making a choice, but ultimately nothing else will bring you pure fulfillment and joy. Many folks use fear as a reason to stop rather than a signpost showing them where to go. See, I've learned to use fear as fuel and accomplish, showing me where to go instead of a reason to stop. I learned to let fear be my friend. I learned to allow fear to make me better. But most of us let fear debilitate us instead of letting it be a signpost. Why? Because without examination, we can't tell the difference between mortal danger and simply facing the necessary uncertainty that living our purpose and our highest potential demand. So what choices will you make today, even though you may be afraid? What choices will you make afraid and feel the fear anyway? Most of us are afraid to feel our feelings. That's why we can't make a choice. That's why we can't get to the place we want to be, because we're afraid to feel. I was going through my email, and I was listening, reading the letters that people were, and it's pretty simple. I fell in love with a man and woman, and they were married, engaged, unavailable, crazy. And then some emails go to describe a story that is mostly filled with drama, inevitable breakups. They heartbroken, wondering what to do. And so I had an insight. I'm not calling it a universal truth, but I wanted to share it. The insight is that many times breakups are a result of us ignoring our intuition, that still small voice at the beginning. And since relationships are containers for growth, we learn. Yes, we learn, or at least attempt to learn the lesson. It doesn't make sense, I know. If the universe has gifts to give the world, then that it can only give through you. You are not trusting your own self or your own still small voice or the whispers of the wisdom that you get from the universe or from God, then of course you're going to attract a situation that gives you so much pain that you're forced to wake up, because it's through the pain that we learn and grow. It's just how it goes, because everything is happening to us to force us to look inside. What is pain? Pay attention inward now. So if there's a mega pain, it's safe to say that Pain is a teacher. And if we really think about to the beginning before that situation happened, what was our first mind telling us? What did it really tell you? I bet you knew something was up from the beginning. But as it relates, getting involved with someone who is already married and always with someone else, those are already red flags, but it's a great distraction because the appeal of saving someone or changing their mind is so intriguing that we don't have to pay attention to the pain that we're feeling because we think we can save the world. We can save someone else or get wrapped up in them or pinning for them to leave another part, and then we don't get to look inside ourselves because then we don't have to look at our own stuff. That's all distraction. It's amazing how many distractions we find from growing. And it just keeps us from doing the work that we have to do inside. We would do almost anything except feel our own pain. We'll blame. We'll allow ourselves to be seduced by an addiction. We'll start fights. We'll be stubborn. On a larger scale, we'll start wars, but we won't feel our feelings. We'll eat ourselves into 100 extra pounds, but we won't feel our feelings. One of the first major steps towards transformation is having the courage to feel your feelings. If you want to heal, you got to feel. That's another good tweetable one. You got to feel if you want to heal. So the courage to feel your feelings as they are and give them a healthy expression instead of getting wrapped up in a relationship or partnership that is totally unhealthy for a fun or a short-term distraction from your current pain, just feel the pain. Process it. Process it with a life coach or a therapist and express it. And most importantly, trust your inner small voice. Trust the whispers of the wisdom. Trust your intuition. If something feels off, it's probably off. Trust that. We tend to get up, caught up with someone else to distract us from ourselves. Trying to fix somebody else. Let's break that pattern so you'll be courageous enough to feel your own feelings and let them be and find a healthy expression and not judge your feelings for having those feelings. You see, just on the other side of fear is the greatest version of ourselves. Just on the other side of fear is the greatest version of ourselves. You see, we got to get in those uncomfortable spaces so that we can get comfortable with being uncomfortable so that we can stretch and to grow into the greater version of ourselves. And for in order for us to move to that next level, the first thing we got to have is the courage to change our belief system. I want you to listen to Will Smith talk about fear. Listen.
3 years ago, I went skydiving in Dubai, right? And skydiving is a really interesting confront with fear, right? So I gotta stand up. I gotta stand up. All right. So all your friends, what happens? So what happens is you go out the night before and you know, you take a drink with your friends and somebody says, yeah, we should go skydiving tomorrow. And you go, yeah, we'll go skydiving tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And you go, yeah. And everybody goes, yeah. Right? And you go home and you by yourself, you're like, Right? You're like, well, I mean, they was drunk too. Right? So we don't have to go. We don't have to do it. So then that night you're laying in your bed and you just keep and you're terrified. You keep imagining over and over again jumping out of an airplane, and you can't figure out why you would do that, right? And you're laying there, and you have the worst night's sleep of your life, but you still have the hope that your friends were drunk, right? So you wake up the next day, and you go, you know, down, and you say where you were going to meet, and everybody's there. You're like, oh, all right, cool, right? So you get in the van, and you don't know that your friends had the same night that you had, because they're pretending like they didn't. They're like, yeah, man, my uncle's a Navy SEAL, and, you know, this is going to be great. I've been looking forward to this. And you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And your stomach is terrible. You can't eat and everything, but you don't want to be the only punk who doesn't jump out of this airplane. So you get there, and then you have this safety brief. And you're standing there, and the guys would say, well, if the chute doesn't open, what's going to happen as you're doing? Well, why the hell, what could happen? That the chute wouldn't open, right? So you do a thing, and what you do is your first jump, you're attached to a guy who is going, you know, he's going to walk you out. So you go, and you get there, and there's an airplane, and nobody's stopping. Everybody's still going. So you get onto the airplane, and you're sitting there, and you know, it's extra because you're sitting on some dude's lap, some stranger. He's sitting on his lap, and it's like, you know, you're trying to make small talk. Yeah, man. So you do, you'd be jumping with people all the time, huh? Right? You know. So, and then you just want to make sure, you got kids, right? You got people you need to see, right? You just want to make sure he's serious, right? So you get in there. So everything's normal. So you fly, and you go up, you go up, you go up, you go up to 14,000 feet, and you notice there's a light. It's red. And it's yellow and green, right? So right now the light's red. So then you start thinking at some point the light's going to go green, but you don't know what's going to happen, right? And you wait, and it goes yellow, and the light goes green, and somebody opens the door, and in that moment you realize you've never been in a freaking airplane with the door open. Right? Terror. Oh, sorry, I'm spitting. I'm oh, sorry. So terror, 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 terror. Right? So you go, and then, you know, if you were smart, you sat in the back so you don't go first, right? And then people start going out of the airplane. And you go, and the guy walks you up to the end of the thing, and you're standing, and your toes are on the edge, and you're looking out down to death. And they say, on three. And they say, one. Two, and he pushes you on two because people grab on three, right? Right? And you go, and you fall out of the airplane, and in 1 second, you realize that it's the most blissful experience of your life. You're flying, right? It doesn't feel like falling, right? It's like you actually are kind of held a little bit by the wind, and then you start falling, and there's zero fear. You realize that the point of maximum danger is the point of minimum fear. It's bliss. It's bliss, and you're flying, right? And you're doing that, and then 20 seconds, 25 seconds, 40 seconds, and you have enough time to just kind of be like, oh, that's that building. I saw like that one. Oh, you can see the ocean. Right? You start doing all of that. And the lesson for me was, why were you scared in your bed the night before? What do you need that fear for? Just don't go. Why are you scared in your bed 16 hours before you jump? Why are you scared in the car? Why could you not enjoy breakfast? What did you need that? The fear is fear of what? You're nowhere even near the airplane. Everything up to the stepping out, there's actually no reason to be scared. It only just ruins your day. You don't have to jump. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of terror. On the other side of your maximum fear are all of the best things in life. You know. Mm-hmm. So that was that. Sorry. So that was.
No, it was good.
That was it. Yeah. That was my experience with skydiving and fear.
All right.
All right.
So practically speaking.
But I didn't like that take. I'm gonna do it again. Back to the top. I can sell it better. Oh, no.
So, Tony, one of the critics.
All right. I wanted to share that story because I want you to think about how are we letting fear operate in our life. Is it debilitating, or are we allowing the fear to become our friend? think about it, 16 hours before he got ready to go on the plane, he tossed and turned all night, couldn't eat breakfast. And that's what's happening to a lot of us with fear. We're allowing it to debilitate us. And just on the other side of the maximum danger or that maximum feeling of fear is a blissful experience. Let's take that leap today, family. But I always say, let's take the leap with the massive action, listening to the still small voice. Because our still small voice knows the truth. You can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. Isn't that a Reverend Ike? You can't lose when you're listening to the inner voice, the infinite space in you that knows all things. Learn to have a relationship with that still small voice so that you'll know the truth when you hear the truth. And then you'll be able to take massive action. That's my message today. All about trust and listening to the still small voice. We have to learn to trust. Trust the wisdom of the whispers. Oof, I'm gonna have to tweet that out today. There's wisdom in the whispers, family. Any questions, comments, or concerns, you can press star 1. Not star 1. Press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on the teleconference. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today. I want to remind you, tomorrow is the Queen's Code Part 3, and tomorrow's conversation is castration and emasculation. Ooh, I can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Can you imagine what that conversation is going to be like? If you know anybody who want to learn, grow, expand with us in our relationship conversation, we have 4 men on the panel and 4 women who are amazing on the panel, and I think it's an amazing opportunity to interact and learn how to navigate in a relationship. So I want you to tune in tomorrow's part 3 of our Queen's Code conversation, relationship conversation, and tomorrow's about emasculation and castration. What interesting terms. All right. No questions, no comments this morning. All right, just want to remind you also in Chicago, we have this beautiful sunrise service that's coming August 6th. Don't forget to make sure, if you're not going to be here, just send me some love. Send me lots of prayers. Post it on your Facebook page. Let somebody know that may live in Chicago to come out and gather with us as we gather to heal, to transform, to do some amazing work on the planet right there on 39th Street Beach. This year is all about the journey of the soul. What is the soul urging? What is the soul longing? What is the soul come to express as you? And we got a powerful, powerful, we got some powerful questions. We got some powerful stuff that we're going to be burning up in. We got a powerful meditation. There's going to be a lot of new stuff this year in that part of the Sunrise Service. We got the Drum Divas. We got Deo Dance. We got the Mime. And we also got our very own Ray Silkman, saxophonist. He got some new beats that he's going to share with us. So I'm super excited that we'll be the first to hear the new CD that's coming out with Ray Silkman. Yes, yes, Deo Dance. And we're going to be giving a tribute to our very own Nisha Scott. She was a part of our Love Journey call. She was a part of a couple of my communities, and she was a beautiful sister. I'm talking about a walking embodiment of art. You know, you ever seen somebody walk in a room and it just looked like art? She stood out when she stood walked in the room, baby. She was a beautiful brown, cocoa, chocolate skin, rich colors, and she wore a bald head, and she made her own clothes. And when she walked in the room, everybody had to turn and look because she looked like art. She was so beautiful. Even in her eulogy, when the pastor spoke, he called her a divine. Divine creative sister, divine diva, that's what he called her, a divine diva. She was very creative, she was very beautiful, and she was just, beauty was just the way, everything she wore, I don't care what she put on, she just was so beautiful. Well, we're going to have a tribute to her, her poetry, her art. some of the people are going to be dressed in some of the Nisha pieces. And so we're going to be embodying her spirit and thanking God for the gift that she was to the planet and the legacy that she would be leaving. That's Nisha Scott. And we pray and just thank God for her being a part of the Love Journey. Also, August 5th, don't want to forget, give Carla LaVoe Hawkins a call, 708-878-1633. Her prayer breakfast is Saturday, August 5th. And then we're going to meet Nicole Wheatley at the trolley. Somebody's going to win a home, 3 bedrooms, fully paid, 1.5 baths, hardwood floors. And we're praying that it's somebody from the Love Journey, 8755 South Troopers, our new address, somebody's new address. Maybe it's mine. Maybe that's going to be my new home, y'all. Free home. Can you imagine? You just got to live there for 5 years. 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, side drive, fully beautiful eating and dining room, beautiful living room, big picture windows, backyard, amazing brick bungalow family. Somebody's going to be winning it. And I pray that it's you or me. Because if you win, I feel like I won. Especially if it's somebody from the Love Journey. So that's what our Saturday is going to be like. If you're in Chicago and you want more details, give me a call at 773-447-5591, and I'll make sure I send you out the flyer for the breakfast, the flyer for the sunrise, or you can come to Love Journey and check it out. All the information is at the Love Journey page. Don't forget to like our Love Journey page. Don't forget to leave us a review, family, a 5-star review, 5 stars.
Good God morning, my sister.
Good God morning, Rosa J, doing it God's way each and every day.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate that. You know, I won't be there this year. I'm going to miss you guys. Y'all praying for me. Have somebody video on Facebook and whatever, live too. I will be sitting here under doctor's care.
I know, and I'm sending you love too.
Look, whatever it takes, Carla, put my name in this box. I desire a new home.
Oh, you have to be president. Carla is not the one who's doing the giveaway for the house. Carla is doing the breakfast for her new business.
Oh, for me. That's all right. Whoever wins, I am happy for them. And I, too, pray that it's you. God will work it out.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be exciting. I was messaging Arlene today. They're going to be there. I'm going to miss all you guys this year, but I'll be there next year.
I know.
Daniel may show up.
He will. Well, I'm going to give him a call, because if he in Chicago and he don't show up, just because you're not here, I'm telling him he my brother from another mother. He got to be there.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Yes,
so you guys have a great time. Somebody's going to Facebook Live, and I know. Is Zakiya coming? She's using Facebook Live person. Oh, she's okay, somebody won. But
she's going to Jamaica. She's going to Jamaica.
Oh. Goodness gracious. She is traveling. She is definitely being abundant there.
Ain't it?
So, you're going to video it, though, and you're going to sell the CDs, right?
Yes, yeah, we had a videographer there every year. He's gonna be there, and it's gonna be amazing. But you know what? We always post it on the Facebook page. It is always book live on the Love Journey, and we always Facebook it on my page too. So you can also check out the both pages to see which one it'll be. Also, I want to remind people that I told a young lady from Facebook that her dad is running for a judge in Cleveland. And if you're in the Cleveland area, Reginald Maxton is having a fundraiser on August 18th at Mitchell's Lounge. So don't forget to tune in and check that out. And make sure you vote for Reginald Maxton if you're in the Cleveland area. So that's August 18th. He's having a jazz music fundraiser at the Mitchell's Lounge in Cleveland, family. Don't forget to check that out, my Cleveland family. All those are from Cleveland. Linda Wells, Katina Mims, Cedric, all of you all, check out that for me.
That should be fun.
That is going to be fun.
She's in Cleveland, too.
Yeah. I'll send you, I'll post the flyer on your page, then you can let her know to vote for Miss Asia Maxton's father.
Very good. Very good. Please do. So I'll see you guys soon.
All right. I'm sending you lots of love. I know you'll be experiencing healing. So as you experience your healing this weekend, I'll just be sending you love, praising, and being victory with you.
Yeah, and actually, I'm having an event Saturday at my house, Cash Flow Game. It's a game night. So,
oh, did you post it?
Yeah, I posted it. I, you know.
Okay, then I'll go to your page and repost it on the Love Journey.
Also, I'd like to invite people who are interested in cryptocurrency. We are also giving 2 6-week classes free to learn about cryptocurrency. That's on my page, too. So if you inbox me and tell me Rosa J. Hodge, it could be Rosa J. or on my personal page that you're interested, I will call you.
Okay. I'll post it on their Love Journey, too. They can check that out from the Love Journey and check you out how to get to you.
Yes. You guys have a great, great time. I will be there in spirit.
All right. I want you to have a great time.
5 o'clock waiting for you guys.
All right. All right.
All
right. Love you, too. All right. I also want to send love out to Reverend Judith's brother. So if any of you can just take a time today, and as you move through it, just send out some love to Reverend Judah's brother, Yaya. I'm not quite sure. I know he's supposed to have a procedure done, and I just want you to send love to the family. Reverend Judith and her brother is having a procedure. Send love today to all that is happening in his experience with his procedure. Also, I want to ask you to send love to Zakiya Lana. She had an experience last night. So when you get a chance, just send her some love and let her know that God is always on the throne, even when we can't see it. Send Zakiya. Also on Love, Sex, it's not called that anymore, Orgasmic Life, they will be having Queen of Four. So you might want to check out the queen. You know the queen. She's going to be on the Orgasmic Life radio show. So you want to go to Orgasmic Life, check it out, like her page, and go there and just be a part of that experience. Queen's going to talk about what it tastes like. Ooh, it's going to be some good stuff. And that is going to be a great conversation Thursday, August 3rd. That's tomorrow. Don't forget to check it out. They're going to be talking about oral sex on Orgasmic Life. Yes. On the Bush is Swelling show with guests, Queen of Four. Yes. What does it taste like, family? I can't see the queen. Let's see the queen talking about oral sex tomorrow. All right, Queen of Four. And that's August 3rd. You don't want to miss that with Orgasmic Life Radio. Check out Orgasmic Life Radio on their page. Like their page. I'm going to like it right now. Because I see I haven't liked it. And make sure you send Zakiya love. Make sure you tune in. Don't forget King's Philosophy tomorrow. And I think it's still the keys to the kingdom. Don't let the thieves steal the keys to the kingdom. I mess it up. But it's something like that. but check it out on the healing. Divine Healing Inspiration Show. You want to check that out tomorrow as well. So, and Mama Joy, and her show is tomorrow. Guess what her show is? Emancipation Proclamation. Look at all these radio shows. Wow. Don't forget, if you haven't got your book for Miss Claudette Redick, Instant Ain't Everything, I've been reading it, family. It's a good book. It's a great read. And you don't want to miss the opportunity to learn some more things about Miss Claudette Redick. All right, family. I think I got all of the PSAs in about our public service announcements. All right, family. I want to remind you that I love having you here each and every day. I appreciate you taking your time out to be a part of the Love Journey, because of all the places you can be, you chose to be here. And so with that, I honor your presence and say thank you. I love you. And I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And family, stop just dreaming. Because the bridge between dreams and reality, meaning bringing your dreams into reality, is action. So I've said some good stuff that I should be tweeting, honey. But I want you to have a great day. Check us out tomorrow. You don't want to miss the Queen's Code Part 3, Emasculation and Castration. We're going to be talking about that. So I want you to bring a friend. Let the healing begin. Somebody needs to hear how they've been castrating and emasculating and didn't even know it. All right, family, that's Queen's Code Part 3 with Michael Taylor, James Gilmore, King Teasdale, and Jawan, and Deborah Enrickson, Zakiya Lana, and Khadija Ali, and Janine and Ingram. That's tomorrow, Queen's Code Part 3 conversation. I'm telling you, it's getting juicier and juicier and delicious every week. I can't wait to Chapter 6 when we talk about what does sex provide for you. I can't wait to hear what the men got to say about what sex provide for them. All right, family, this is some good stuff. If you haven't got the book and you want to read the book, it's called The Queen's Code, and it's by Allison Armstrong. You can get it on CreateSpace, or you can get it from Amazon.com, or you can download it, or you can just text me and I'll send you a PDF version of it. It's a really good read. It's a great opportunity to learn and really go within yourself to figure out how you're showing up in your relationships. You see, this is the brand new Heavies. Never give up on the love journey. You've been tuned into the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram.